Some of the topics we learned about include Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's and Rabbi Elazar's source for Prat Uklal Uprat, Atadan Ke'ena Prat. The Chacham's source for Klal Prat Uklal, Atadan Ke'ena Prat, and the reasons for Atadan Ke'ena Prat. The distinction between a Prat Klal Uprat and a Klal Prat Uklal, according to the Chacham. The distinction between the Chacham and Rabbi Elazar regarding a Prat that is followed by a Klal. Some of the terms and concepts we learned about include: there's a general machlekes Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim regarding a pasuk that states a klal, a general word, and a prat, a detail of that word. Rabbi Elazar darish ribuyu mu'ute, Rabbanan darish klali uprati. Prat or klal: if there's first a prat and then a klal, Rabbi Elazar holds riba hakoil umiyit. The klal is a ribuy, which includes all details, and the prat is a miyit, which minimizes slightly so that other pratim are also included in the klal, and only the most diverse pratim are excluded from the klal. While the Chacham hold nasa klal moisef ala prat, the klal expands the prat and includes all pratim without any exceptions. Klal prat: if there's first a klal and then a prat, according to Rabbi Elazar, atadan ke'ena prat, the klal expands the prat and includes other pratim that are similar to the prat, but does not include pratim that are different than the prat. However, according to the Chachamim, e machlal ela mashab prat, the prat minimizes the klal completely, so that only this prat is included in the klal, but all other pratim are excluded from the klal. Prat uklal uprat: if there is first a prat, then the klal, and then the second prat, both Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham agree that atadan ke'ena prat. Klal uprat uklal: if there is first a klal, then the prat, and then the second klal, according to Rabbi Elazar, this is considered like a prat uklal in which riba hakol umit. However, according to the Chacham, this is considered as a prat klal uprat in which atadan ke'en haprat.